At first it was frustrating, not knowing what I was to be doing because I made a big round lump the very first time that I tried.
At age 9, when Emily Johnston first picked up a needle and a length of seagrass to weave a traditional Chupik basket, she was as green as they come. But over the next 5 decades, she perfected the craft handed down from her ancestors. And last year, Johnston officially became an expert basket weaver. The title was bestowed upon her by her mother and teacher, Carrie Herman.
I think she did a great job mentoring me to become a weaver. When I started to learn, she had me unravel things to make them perfect. So when she said I was now an expert, it made me feel very special.
Curator Rosemary Carlton also sees something special in Johnston's work. Carlton runs the Native Artist Demonstrator Program, now in its 21st year at the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka. She invited Johnston, a Chupik Eskimo, to share her craft and her culture with visitors from around the world.
Before, they've just not had that opportunity to see that, okay, here's Emily sitting here, and she's making these wonderful baskets, and, you know, maybe she's reaching in to pull out her cell phone. And so it's a way for people to see that, yes, these cultures are still alive and well and being perpetuated here in Alaska.
Here is polar bear. If you
polar bear, closest I'll ever get to one, mm-hmm. I hope.
Inside the museum gallery, two visitors from Whitehorse, Yukon Territory, stop at Johnston's demonstration table. One woman reaches out to touch a basket.
This is lovely, too.
Oh, it's all lovely. Oh, my goodness, it's beautiful. Yeah. Now, what kind, is this a reed that you make?
Seagrass is what we call it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The basket is made from sedge that grows along the coast of Johnston's native island of Nunavak. The design, unique to Johnston's family, uses repeating chevrons of blue, purple, and pink to evoke the northern lights. Though she has lived in Anchorage for many years, Johnston travels back to Nunavak every year to gather the supplies for her artwork. She points to her home on a map.
I never even heard of Nunavak Island.
Yeah. The village I'm from is Mikoriak.
Okay.
A long time ago, my ancestors used to go across through boats and kayaks.
Right.
These days, Johnston flies to Nunavak, but little else has changed. Each fall, she braves the cold and ventures out onto the island for 5 days of foraging. She cuts seagrass with an ulu. Out on the tundra, she collects mossberries, cranberries, and blueberries to dye the grass. Her brothers hunt reindeer, and Johnston uses their fur, sinew, and antlers to decorate her woven dance fans. Johnston says she will continue to use traditional methods in her work, whatever the cost.
Personally, I think we should be carrying on the cultures and the language and the crafts that our ancestors used to do, because it's handed down from my great-great-great-grandparents onto me, and I'm going to pass it down to my girls and my grandkids.
Johnston says she also wants to share her culture with non-Native people. Since she retired from her management job at a health center, she has begun working as a cruise ship travel guide, introducing tourists from around the world to Native culture.
They ask me if I still live in an igloo. They ask me all kind of different questions that they don't know.
Johnston is remarkably gracious. For her, there is no such thing as a stupid question.
It makes me feel good I have that answer and I can have them understand how this is made and why, and they'll go home and say, guess what, we met somebody here and she was doing this and that. There's a little bit of something that I can contribute to people from all over the world.
The demonstrator program at Sheldon Jackson Museum runs through September. In Sitka, I'm Shalise Haas.